I know you look at a lot of film, but having worked with Mike, watching the San Diego tape, do you see some stuff that you're like, okay, we can maybe try stuff somewhere because some of their heads up?
They're a little bit different than us. I think they're structured a little bit different. A lot of those things go around gates. And I know Julius has had a hot start so far, but I mean we probably got a few more guys that can, you know, that we move guys around a little differently than they do. So I don't know if you can really take a look at that. You can look at some of the matchups and see maybe they might do it the same way. I'm not sure, but I mean at the end of the day, they're going to have their specific game plan for us.
Adam, there's that cliche, burning the midnight oil to study an opponent and so forth. Have you spent more time studying these guys than any other?
We've kept our schedule fairly pretty much the same. We haven't really changed. You know, we get in such a routine as coaches and players. You try not to break out of that routine. You know, we had, you know, probably spent a little more time in the offseason trying to figure out what went wrong in that Super Bowl. So we were able to kind of go back, check some notes. All right, hey, what did we talk about here? It's just more of reminders for ourselves as far as what we did in the offseason. No.
How much does the noise, the field affect what you guys are able to do with the line of scrimmage? And Caden's known for that. Does it just become hand signals and nonverbal, or does it? You have to adjust to their noise there.
It becomes just more of a nonverbal game, and you know you can't really sit there and have a conversation. I mean, this place is a lot of stadium going in there. I mean, I was in San Francisco for a year and went up there, and I think they were probably a 7-9, 8-8 team, and it didn't matter. I mean, that place has always been loud, and that's how you have to communicate. It's not going to be one of those. It's not going to be like being at our place and you're able to kind of yell out, "Hey, here's the play." You're going to have to use your signal package, which obviously we got to, you know, we feel comfortable with what we do.
Peyton played a lot of big games, obviously, but what kind of sense do you get about how much this means to him this week?
Yeah, that's hard for me to tell. I mean, he treats every week to him as a big game. I mean, especially, you know, probably since I've been with him, since we've gotten together in 2012, he's treated every game as though, you know, this is the biggest game of the year. I've never sensed any kind of different intensity from him, whether it be, you know, the first game, the fifth game, you know, this type of game, whatever it is.
Do you find yourself not only wanting to win, to really kill these guys after the Super Bowl?
I think at the end of the day, I have to look at this as we need to score one more point than they do. And if that means 7-6, I don't care. I mean, we just have to figure out a way to win.
But if you could win by 30 or 40, wouldn't that be a little bit sweeter?
One more point.
That's it?
That's what we need.
Were you encouraged by the progress in the running game this past week? You didn't have a lot of opportunity in the second half, but certainly in the first half, you showed signs in terms of yards per carry.
I think the tackle for losses were a little much for me, and we put ourselves in bad position with some of those penalties. And it's hard to – you try to stick with it, as far as when you're getting those second and 20s, but you want to try to help the quarterback get back to a third and 10 or third and 5 area. He did a great job of checking in that run and getting us close and getting us that fourth and 1 opportunity. But overall, we still have a lot of room for improvement. We got to start making some strides there.
Hucks had a couple of penalties. Is that the product of switching sides this year?
I don't think so. I think it's a little bit of he put himself in bad position on that clipping call, and then he had some personal foul. And then he got a different look on that slip screen. I mean, it was a difficult look. His guy disappeared, and he wasn't, you know, I think he just drifted a little bit and didn't realize what, you know, how far downfield he was.
Richard Sherman laughed at the notion coming out of San Diego that he was a regular guy or exposed. Did you find that kind of chatter laughable, talking about Richard Sherman?
I would just say we respect him a lot, and you have to be careful with that guy. He is a very smart player, and he will take advantage if you're careless with him.
With Peyton 3 touchdowns away from 500, can that creep into your mind when you play call?
No, can't. It's irrelevant. Can't worry about it.